ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Nexus.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Headcount.
Have chicks here.
All right. Well, anyways, here we are.
What's that second track there we're recording over?
That's my old vocals. So now we're on.
I know.
All right. So, hey, Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. Here with you today, we have
Mike in the studio here today and Ted. Of course.
Yeah, coming to you today, of course, from lovely Beaverton, Oregon.
We're not in Beaverton anymore, damn it.
Shh, they don't need to know that.
We don't need to know.
So anyways, hope you're all doing well. It's been nice spring weather's kicked into full effect here.
Oh, it's been beautiful out lately. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I went on a hike today.
Yeah, where'd you go on a hike?
I went on a hike in the Tryon Creek Park in Lake Oswego. Couple miles outside of Portland. It was pretty fun. Little hike. We saw some trees and stuff and some flowers. And
oh, cool.
It's nice. I went with this chick I met from Craigslist.
Now, how is meeting girls on Craigslist? I want to hear this.
It's not so good lately. Lately, I've been meeting a lot of girls, but they've all been big and giant and beautiful. Like big, beautiful women, the BBWs. They're all huge. BBW. That's what it means.
BBW.
Big, beautiful woman.
All right.
They're all big. So,
well, do they at least have like good curves and like voluptuous?
They're like big and voluptuous. They're like mega chicks. It's pretty funny.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
I've definitely enjoyed, you know, meeting these women on Craigslist. I've definitely enjoyed the whole email process and talking the phone process, that kind of thing.
Have you ever thought of going to an online internet service like eHarmony and kind of figuring out what that's like?
Well, I'm a part of one. I'm actually, maybe I shouldn't tell people that I'm a member of one of these services, actually. For a while, I was a member. For a while, I was a member of the Adult Friend Finder.
The Adult Friend Finder?
Yeah.
Is this like an erotic service?
It's an erotic service. It's meant for people who just want to hook up casually.
Oh, like totally get it on?
Just to get it on. That's what it's meant for. It's just for people just to meet to get it on.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Kind of like the erotica section of Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. All exactly right. Like that.
Cool. I can dig that. So
I was on that site. I was on that one site for like 2 months. I didn't get laid the whole time. It was lame.
2 months on the erotic site and you didn't get laid?
I didn't even get laid. I met a bunch of people, but nobody came through with actually stick it to him.
See, I was checking out the Portland one, the Portland Craigslist erotica yesterday at work, and there's this chick, total topless picture, cooch showing and everything, and it was nice. Like, husband's away and I want to play. Southeast Portland, and I was like, oh.
Damn. You know, I noticed that on Craigslist, there are a lot of married women on Craigslist, married guys and women.
Like, to get it on?
To get it on with somebody else.
No
way.
There's
a lot of them, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm serious. There's a lot. It's fucking weird.
Well, interesting. I haven't found that before. I'll have to keep my peepers out for it.
Yeah. Yeah, those damn Craigslist people.
Yeah. Fuck Craigslist. It rocks. It rocks indeed. But, you know, speaking of rocks, maybe this would be a good time to introduce the first band. What do you say?
Yeah, I say first band is going to be The Faint. They're from Saddle Creek Records with their song Agenda Suicide. It's a pretty cool song. It's good stuff.
Yeah, check them out at thefaint.com. And here they are with Agenda Suicide.
Agenda Suicide.
The Faint with Agenda Suicide, and we saw The Faint a couple months ago.
No, we saw him like a year ago. It was in May. I actually found the ticket for it the other day in my room.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, it was last May, like 6 or something like that.
That's crazy. Now, who did they open for? Was it Bright Eyes?
They opened for Bright Eyes, and they totally blew Bright Eyes out of the water. But Bright Eyes blew it that show. The Faint just kicked their ass. They just blew it.
Yeah, that was our second time trying to go see Bright Eyes. The first time was a mislabel. It was Connor's traveling
Obrist or whatever hell his name
Yeah,
was.
Connor's traveling guitar circus.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was Connor, the lead singer for Bright Eyes, and his four guitar soloists. That's all they were, a bunch of guitar soloists doing it at the same time. Kind of shitty. We wanted to see an actual Bright Eyes band, but we didn't get to see them.
Yeah, we were hoping for a 12-piece kind of
craziness.
Yeah, 12-piece craziness, but that didn't happen, so. Oh, well. It was good enough.
Yeah, we had a good time. That was a good show. I really liked the Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah.
Crystal Ballroom is a great place to go see a concert.
Yeah, that's the computer starts playing random stuff.
Yeah, we're playing a random Green Day song on this thing too at the same time, it seems like, and having some beers and a little herb action.
Well, we're recording straight over the last Timely Beavers, so all this, if you listen to the last one, I guess, for March, this is actually the same background music. And we hit the part where I played me and Dave covering Holiday by Green Day, just the instrumental version. And, well, there you go.
Oh, that was you and Dave covering Holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it just came into our headsets really loud.
You know, check it out. I downloaded the bass tab for Bob the other day.
Oh, NoFX is Bob.
Yeah, the bass tab's actually for the main chorus part. Pretty freaking simple. It's just 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Or 3-3-3-3-3-3. But then during the trumpet solo, it gets more complicated. It makes it a little more difficult. But still pretty easy, though. Nothing crazy. So we should totally do up a Bob cover.
We should. But we
Put
should also.
Put the bass and drums to it and do the
yeah,
whole
Yeah, we
thing.
Should also do a Real McKenzie's cover at some point, too, because we just saw them, and we should talk about that after playing a Real McKenzie song.
Yeah, we should. No, we will.
All right.
So what's our next band up?
The Real McKenzie's.
The Real McKenzie's.
With Nessie.
With Nessie.
Serpentine, I better love. The ocean and the high end and the stars up above. Why go away the world? done it like me to disappear. Some are wide now, the sun moved away, but who could tell that the end was near? So go now, get down and swim away. But don't you forget to return on a sunny day.
Kenzie's with Nessie.
Nessie.
That comes again from PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at realmckenzies.com. And we saw them the day after
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool to see them.
That was a rocking concert. There was a nice sized mosh pit, lots of leather jackets with spikes, in this cool place, too. It's a movie theater, and they had neon lights, or not neon lights, black lights.
Black lights. There lit up the artwork in it. It was really cool artwork. Big giant murals on the walls. What was painted in like this neon colored paint, and it was like with black lights would really make the black. Well, it's like to make the paint shine.
Yeah,
really
so
good.
They look like black light posters, but they were like 20 feet tall. It was crazy and awesome.
Yeah, pretty freaking cool.
And they had a movie playing in the background, but the real McKenzie's rocked.
The bagpiper.
Bagpiper. He looked a lot like Tommy Lee.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's a really cool, really cool band to watch.
Yeah, so remember to go out and check out the Real McKenzie's when they come to town. It's a rocking show. You can't get better than five dudes running around in kilts playing instruments.
Yeah, they have a cool drummer. They got a cool bass. The bass is a pretty damn good bassist. I liked him.
Yeah, and they had a guitarist, which always made funny faces.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
It was humorous, but that's that. And April Fools.
Yeah, it's our barbecue. We're having a barbecue for Ted's housewarming party, and it's Dan's birthday. Dan's birthday was yesterday. Dan turned 28.
And then
we have Sam's graduation.
Yep, Samara graduated.
So
she now can prescribe Lipitor.
So we have a good time. We're at barbecue tomorrow on April Fool's. Should be pretty cool.
Yeah, that should be fun. And hopefully, not too big of a gathering. Probably about 10, 15 people, I guess. But still good enough to drink a lot of beer and piss the night away.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We'll play some music probably. We'll have a band going.
Yeah, we'll have to create some noise.
Yeah.
I think our neighbors might be coming over too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should be pretty cool.
It should be good. We should throw a shrimp on the old Barbie.
Yeah. Should be pretty fun. So we start at 5, I guess. So.
Yeah.
A couple of people from Corvallis are coming up and
it'll be fun.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. And speaking of good times, another great band, which just came through the Portland, Oregon area.
Yeah, we just missed them. We could have saw them, but we fucked it up.
Yeah, we fucked it up hardcore.
just like that bitch's ass. Oh, yeah.
But here is a Criteria with Prevent the World. Criteria with that song called Prevent the World.
And that was a pretty cool song. I really enjoyed that song. I really like the Saddle Creek record bands, all the bands that they got. They're all pretty cool.
I totally agree with you, Mike. The Saddle Creek has some great bands, man. They really do sign the stuff. And I'm not sure if it was started by the Bright Eyes singer or not, but cool shit. Cool shit all around. So this is kind of like a Saddle Creek show sandwich with a sandwich of the real McKenzies.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. I like Saddle Creek stuff. They're all pretty good.
Speaking of sandwiches, somebody offered you a blowjob I just heard during that song. Now, Mike never filled us in on this story, and I just found out, so Mike has to tell it.
Well, apparently I went out with the whale earlier today. Bigger girl. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this, because then she'll be kind of fucked. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. But, she's had a lot of blowjobs, and she's had a lot of sex. And she's only... Oh, here, get this. She's only 19 years old, too.
Oh, really?
She's a youngin'.
So she's working it in already.
She's working it in already. She's only 19, and she wanted it. She didn't offer me to give me a blowjob, but she hinted at it, and that it'd be fun and stuff, and... Yeah, I'm not really into that. I don't think so.
Mike turned it down.
Oh, Mike.
You should have gone out. Blowjob would have later led to getting laid. And dude, it never hurts to harpoon a whale.
I didn't want to harpoon this one. It was too big.
Man, if you're not willing to roll that baby home, then I don't know. Must have been pretty big.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Throw your back out on that.
Yeah, fuck me up.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. Oh, and Emily, she's out right now. She's actually at Spirit Mountain Casino gambling away.
Is she by herself?
No, she went with a couple of her friends from school, and they're out gambling.
Wow. So when's she coming back?
I don't know. She may be back tomorrow. She may be
party
back.
Time. All right.
Well, no, and Emily, she's probably like, it's almost 10. It's a Friday night, and I need to go to bed.
Yeah, probably. Well, she stays out all night tonight, probably. Gets drunk.
Oh, yeah. Gets totally hammered. Just
spends all her money. I bet she'll lose a lot of money, probably, too.
Oh, I don't think she has much money to blow, but I bet she will spend a good amount.
Yeah, probably.
Probably
blow. Like Emily, so.
Yeah, Emily likes spending money, so.
She doesn't like making money. She doesn't make that much money, but she likes to spend it a lot.
Yeah, and likes to spend my money, too.
That's not cool.
But anyways, well, we should actually, we have a couple comedy pieces here. Now, which one of these should we play?
We got a South Park one. That's really raunchy. Let's do the South Park one.
You want to do the South Park one? All right. So
here's a joke.
Here's a joke from South Park.
It's pretty funny.
You guys want to hear a funny joke my grandpa told me? No. Okay, so this family walks into a talent agency. It's a mother, father, their son and daughter, and a little baby. The father says, sir, our family has an amazing act. And the talent agent says, sorry, we don't sign family acts. They're too cutesy. But then the mother goes, please, sir, if you just give us 2 minutes, we know you'll like our act. So the talent agent says, all right, you've got 2 minutes. The family jumps right into it. Thrilling circus music starts to play as the father spins his daughter around, bends her over, lifts up her skirt, and starts licking her asshole. What? Then the son lays down on the floor and opens his mouth, and the mother squats down over his face and starts shitting all over him. Dude! Hold on. The father grabs the baby, takes off his diaper, and starts sucking his cock, right? While the son, still with his mother's shit in his mouth, goes over and licks the baby's tiny little balls.
Dude.
Hold on, cop. Then the father and son take the baby and start stuffing it headfirst back into the mother's vagina.
Dude, just stop.
Hold on, cop. They get the baby halfway in so that just his legs are sticking out all kicking and flailing around. The son takes the mother's shit out of his mouth and starts rubbing it all over everyone while the father sticks his cock in the baby's asshole and fucks it while it's still inside the mother until he comes all over the baby, the wife, and the son, and the daughter.
Cartman, I don't want
to... Cop! Will you hold on, please? Then the father gets up and says, and now for our impersonation of the victims of 9/11. And the whole family starts running around the room, covered with shit and piss and cum, going, ah, the building's coming down, help! And the family runs back to the center of the room and goes, ta-da! And the talent agent just sits there. And finally he says, Jesus, that's a hell of an act. What do you call it? And the father says, the Aristocrats.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
All I have to say is, it's kind of fucked up, but funny.
Kind of fucked up?
Just
slightly fucked
slightly
up.
Slightly fucked up.
Yeah, but, yeah, pretty funny, though. I like the whole 9/11 thing. That's kind of funny in there.
Yeah. Now, did you actually see the movie The Aristocrats, all about that joke? No? You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen it. Is there a joke about 9/11 in there or something?
No, it's basically the Aristocrat joke, which you just heard a version of, is supposed to be like the dirtiest joke. You just make shit up. You have to include shit, cum. You have to include... it's just like you have to include all this raunchy shit in it. So you tell this elaborate story to say all that shit, like you fucked your sister, daughter.
I see. So you have certain words you have to use in a joke.
Yeah, you have to use basically the concept of it all. You just throw it into whatever wrapper you want, and at the end you say, the Aristocrats, and that's the joke.
I see. Now I understand.
Yeah, so, anyways, but enough said.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So, yeah.
I think we're running to the end here. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've had a pretty good timely beef so far.
Yeah, I think it's been good. I think we should say goodbye and leave with a little special something.
Yeah.
To leave in their pants.
Yeah.
All right. So, from all of us here at the Timely Beaver, this is Ted.
This is Mike.
And I hope you guys have a great April. And here, leaving you, is a little sketch comedy. Actually, it's not sketch. This is real, I guess.
This is real, like a phone call comedy.
Yeah, real phone call.
It's funny.
Jerky boys, watch out. As Chris would say.
Yeah, you know, I got a little... shit to whack off here. come on. Nice.
All right. Later, everyone.
Live on QVC. Welcome into our 18th anniversary. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Randy.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Hi, Randy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Where are you calling from, Randy?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's the only time I have alone with my new Dell, and I love it.
Thank you.
Great. What kind of things are you using your Dell for, Randy?
Well, mostly personal use, you know, like porno.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a lot of porno.
It's these Dells are great for porno.
Awesome. We don't guarantee that.
I guarantee it, and I got the porno to prove it.
Have fun, Randy. Thank you so much for the call.
I'll see you guys later. I'm going to get back to my porno.
Thanks for saying that. Bye-bye.
All right, porno.
All right. He got his, and obviously he's loving it.